Boker Tov, everyone. Yud Dalet Ma'cheshvan Siman Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. Here we go. A lot of interesting mezuzah shailas. We already learned you have to have, in order to be mechuyev in the mitzvah mezuzah, you have to have two poles and what's called a lintel, the cross beam on top. When you have two poles, but then you have what's called a kesher, the bow on top. So it has to be that the poles are going up at least 10 tefachim and have a space of 4 tefachim. That means above, straight up 30, at least 30 inches. And you always have 4 tefachim, which is around 12 inches of space. Sometimes, especially you see this in Eretz Yisrael, many of the old homes were all done in this way, where it's basically the posts are turning into a bow. So the halacha, there are times where you have to ask a shayla if they are before they already reached, like we said, 10 tefachim, they're already turning into a bow. So you put it without a bracha. When it comes to the store, it's interesting that the Kitzur speaks about a very specific case where there's two posts. On one post, instead of it going straight up, it gets indented about an amma in, and then it continues straight up. Now, if you look at these pictures in the old Kitzur, but what's interesting, if we find many homes today, kitchens are made in this way. So therefore, I was going to interject and say that many homes need what's called a mezuzah inspector. Pay a mezuzah inspector. You get inspections of other things because these type of shailas, sometimes you really need to see with your eyes. Or you could send in a WhatsApp. Here we go. Next halacha, Sif Yud Gimel. Some say that in order to be chayv mezuzah, you need a door. Some say you don't need a door. So therefore, the halacha is if you're going to have a door in the path, meaning in the opening, you should make sure that the door is fixed first before you put the mezuzah. Otherwise, if you put the mezuzah first and then you put the door, you have a problem with tassel lo menazir. However, if you already have the door and you have to take the door down and fix it and then put it back up, not a problem of tassel lo menazir. And those that have been steiging with us, this is really connected to the shayla of the pamaranchik, the emek bracha. Here's another big chiddush, which the Baal HaTanya quotes, that the Magen Avraham says, if you take off the entire frame and then put it back, it's still not a problem of Taseh V'lo Minasi. Next, see if you dial it. A house that's not done Ledira, that means it's not made for dwelling Bikvius in a set manner, like going in a ship, your car, even if people sleep in a car, it's not obligated in a mezuzah. Even a caravan is an interesting question. People that only take it for a little bit of a vacation, I would put without a bracha, but not with a bracha, because again, it's not osi necessarily the dir bekvius for a set time. Here we go with an aksadra, seif tesvav. Aksadra, if you remember from Shas, it's called a pavilion, a portico, many different terms, but most homes have this in front of the house, where you have an enclosure of three sides, but the fourth side is totally opened. And you have posts, but the posts are asui lehamid esatika, just to hold up the ceiling. Therefore, even though it looks like a tzuras of Pesach, it looks like an opening, it's not obligated in the mezuzah. This is very common. However, if you have four mechitzas, four walls, all surrounded and closed up, and even though they're low, and there's a lot of air going in between, similar to what I think is a gazebo, it's obligated in a mezuzah. Very interesting. I don't think people necessarily put mezuzahs and gazebos, it would seem that if at least without a bracha. Next, Sif Tzayin. When it comes to a Beis Shar, Mirpesen, Beis Shar means a gatehouse, Mirpesen means a balcony, a gina or a deer, or a garden or a corral. They're not made for dira, for dwelling, and therefore the potter, some say yichai, so therefore you should put without a bracha. However, a house that's obligated in the mezuzah, and all these types of gatehouses, balconies, etc., opened up to it, leading, for example, you walk into a garden, and then you walk into the courtyard, and then you walk into your house. So there, because the house is obligated, so everything before it is also obligated in the mezuzah. This is quite common to find in today's homes. And when you have a Beis HaKisa, that means a bathroom, it's not obligated in the mezuzah because it's not made covered for honor. But the chiddush is also that the pozdor, the room that's before that, those that are learning in Oruven, they have the downstairs before the bathroom. It's just a room before the room in the bathroom, but it doesn't serve as any purpose. Someone told me, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Paskin, in Tervadas, where there's the washing room before the bathroom, to put a mezuzah, because the washing room itself serves a purpose. What about an elevator? The Achronim speak about an elevator. An elevator is a tricky. Where do you put the mezuzah in an elevator? Most poskim hold that you actually put it when you're coming out of the elevator, going into the wherever floor you are, because at least there it's a set room, it's a set, the area of the stairs, but not the actual ma'alit, not the actual elevator, some put without a bracha. Base mechatz, which means a bathhouse, a bulski is a tanning house, a base tefillah, where they used to go to the tefillah. All these places are part of, because of the same reason we mentioned by the bathroom, and they're not called diras kavod, because the people there are usually undressed, or it smells really badly. However, when it comes to a refet, which is a barn, a place of where they have chickens, etc., or base teven, eitzim, and oitzah shaliyah, which means storages, where you store straw, or wood, or certainly wine, and other things that your house needs. So if there's a shear of a house, meaning the size, you obligate it, and some say you're potter. So therefore, in all these cases, it's kedai to put a mezuzah without a bracha. Again, these are areas that are not smelly. If it's really terribly smelly all the time, so it's similar to what we just mentioned, the bulsiki, tanning room, which smells disgusting, and therefore you do not put the mezuzah. Today, by the way, the bulsikis are not smelling as bad as they used to, unless you go to Morocco. There's an old marketplace which has a real bulsiki. Next. When it comes to Beis Chia, which is a pool area, so this is interesting, Shaila, a mikvah, obviously we don't put because the people are standing naked, but when it comes to a swimming pool, Be'etzem, it's a swimming area, if it's enclosed, and the Piskei Teshuva brings down that if it's mikura where there's a ceiling, it certainly should be, you should place mezuzah. Some of the places, if it doesn't have a ceiling on top, is a suffix, and therefore one should put without a bracha. Next, when it comes to actually a walk-in freezer a room where you have the electric, all the different electric parts of the house, that's a suffix, and kedai to put in without a bracha. If there's rooms where there's a lot of kids, babies meaning, and always changing diapers, etc., it's kedai that you should put a mezuzah, but it should be covered. But it could even be, as we mentioned, a see-through, meaning glass. But if it's a place where there's a lot of where people are standing and not dressed, so as we said, that could be a problem that you don't put a mezuzah at all. Or if it's just temporarily, meaning it's sometimes, then you should put a mezuzah, but it should be mechusa, it should be covered. A house that is shared by a non-Jew and a Jew, for example, in Victoria Gardens, so they're living in Victoria Gardens. So there, in Victoria Gardens, when you walk into the building itself, it's shared by non-Jews and Jews, and the halacha is that you're potter according to the Ramah, but the Beis Yosef is machmir, therefore you should put a mezuzah without a bracha. And one more halacha when it comes to the maltef, which is the cellar, since the mezuzot, the posts, are not standing, but they're flat, the halacha is that it's potter from mezuzah.